Hey, it's Ryman coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos have won their fourth in a row. Who would have thunk it? Is it not a bunch of fun, though? Beating the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday Night Football, 21-20. And, again, the Broncos have a formula to winning. The interesting thing about this game is that they weren't really able to run the formula they have found. The running game wasn't there. It really came down to timely passing from Russell Wilson. It came down to being patient, taking the points as they were given to us, or as they were there, I should say. And really, the defense creating turnovers again, fumble at the beginning of the game again, an interception later in the game. And the Broncos have just made this four-game run a lot of fun. And who would have thunk it, if we can get a win at home next week, we will be above 500. Wouldn't have thunk it at 1-5 and looking dead in the water. But you know, this is a great example of Sean Payton's approach, trust the process, and here we are. So regardless of how the rest of the season goes, you can't say this probably hasn't been the best run, the most fun anyways, since the Super Bowl 50 season. And even the year after, the last time we had a four-game run was 2016, the year after we won the Super Bowl. And here we are. It's fun for the fans. It's fun to watch. A lot of drama, last-second wins. It's been a great time. It's just been a great time. And this game, like I said, wasn't perfect either. We got outgained in the game in terms of total yards on offense. We weren't great in defense in terms of the rushing game, stopping the Vikings' rushing attack. But we just made the key plays when we had to. Josh Dobbs, we brought him back down to earth a little bit. I would say more in the second half. And we put ourselves in a position to win. And the reason Russell Wilson, one of the reasons he's here, is those fourth quarter drives. And what happens? He gives us another one. And I don't think you can't say that you can't say that Russell Wilson's not back. Russell Wilson is back. This, I've said it for the last few weeks now. This is the Russell Wilson we were getting during the trade. This is the Russell Wilson I expected. So if you're a Bronco fan out there and you're still expecting something else, I don't know what you're expecting at this point. I mean, okay, maybe some more explosive plays and everything. I understand that, but I think we have to have the correct personnel for that. I'll get into that a little more, maybe even in this podcast. But given the weapons we have right now and the way our offense looks, and we're better on the offensive line in terms of run blocking, the approach we have right now is working. It looks a lot like old school Steelers football. Doesn't look anything like Sean Payton with the Saints. And I got to give Sean Payton a ton of credit. He recognized that. He did what he always does. He adapted his scheme to his players and their strengths. And here we are on a four-game winning streak. And let's go over some of the some of the things we can still clean up. And that's what gives me hope. This wasn't a clean game. And our margin for error early in the season was so small. This game is proof that that is widened as well. We can have a much bigger error margin and still come out with the victory. Not that we want that, but I think it gives the players even more hope. Hey, guess what? While we strive to be perfect, guess what? We're still going to be human here and there, but we have enough resilience to come back. So, Minnesota Vikings defense in the first half was all over Russell Wilson. We cleaned that up a little bit in the second half, but we just couldn't get the ball moving. When we could, it was field goals. Will that come back to bite us at some point? Who knows? But we need to get touchdowns on those drives. You know, Russell Wilson, Sean Payton want touchdowns, and we're going to continue to strive towards that. And undisciplined in terms of special teams play, second half could have been the dagger for us. Fake punt by the Vikings. Then we were completely fooled. We weren't ready. And that seems very undisciplined on the special team side. I'm sure they'll get it cleaned up. And really, in terms of the rushing defense, now, some people before this game said, man, Alexander Mattison, nothing really to worry about. Ty Chandler, nothing to worry about. They both went off on the Broncos. Ty Chandler averaged over 7 yards a carry. We have got to get that cleaned up. We're getting another team coming in. They're going to try to dominate us on the rushing attack. and we've got to go ahead and get that cleaned up. We had drops with the wide receivers on offense. Cortland Sutton had a drop. That hot pass that Russell Wilson threw in the first half that Cortland Sutton missed on the sideline. Now, I didn't think Cortland Sutton really necessarily missed it, but some of my colleagues that text with me every game, apparently they saw a different angle and said he should have had it. Jerry Jeudy dropped a touchdown. Now, okay, it was tipped slightly, but you got to have that pass. As a wanting to be a Pro Bowl wide receiver, you have to have that pass. And we even dropped that potential touchdown. And really, our third down conversions were just, we got to get that better. We didn't stay ahead of the sticks at all in this game. Yet we still somehow got the win. And we have to figure that out too. Now, the Vikings have a really good defense. We're going to face another good defense this coming week. And they were able to take our running game away. And we have to find a way to clean that up as well. Because I still think our identity, solid running game, play action off of that, getting scores and taking the lead and dictating off of that is, I think, ideally what we want to do. The Vikings took that away. And if we can make a run and possibly a playoff run, that's what we'll face in the playoffs, is teams that are taking that away. So we have to figure out how to counter that, either have good plays to run off of that or figure out how to still dictate our running game, going, well, we know you're going to try to stop it, but we're still going to have it successful. So we'll see what happens with that. The other thing I want to mention, Kareem Jackson, after the game, gets another 4-game suspension for his hit on Dobbs in the first half. Literally like the first drive of the game. And I'm just going to say, the rest of the game, Kareem Jackson was very careful with his tackling. And I'm sorry, Dobbs is a running back at that point. He's already getting pulled down by other players. I don't see it as Kareem Jackson was intently trying to hit him in the helmet or anything like that. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's football. I'm hearing that there's chances there's going to be other rules in terms of other tackling that we can't do anymore and stuff in terms of the defense next year. Sorry, it's football, okay? National Football League. It's supposed to be hard-hitting and tackling. Sure, you don't want to see injuries, but you know what? Hits are going to happen sometimes. Accidental hits are going to happen sometimes. It's part of the game. And to think you can clean the entire thing up and take it out of the game is ridiculous. Also, Kareem Jackson, like I said, Dobbs was a runner. At that point, different set of rules. There shouldn't be a suspension. He wasn't even flagged on the play. So give me a break. NFL, you got to wake up. Got to wake up. It's still football, okay? Yeah, okay? It's a hard-hitting, hard-tackling game. That's what fans want to see. That's what people want to see. And you know, whether this is a popular opinion or not, but players know that going into playing this game. So now, sure, do we want to try to do things to prevent injuries? Absolutely. Absolutely. But to take the elements that make football out of it? No way. No, thank you. So that, in terms of Kareem Jackson, the reason I mentioned that for things we can clean up, though, hopefully his suspension gets reduced again. But just kind of making sure that we're making the correct decisions on defense, in terms of being in the right place, gap control, trying to make sure we stay away from the big penalties. And for the most part, we did in this game. The gap control got out of place in the first half, cleaned it up a little bit in the second half, but we got to clean up that gap control. That's what caused the 70 points against the Dolphins, and we got to clean that up against running attacks, because we're going to see better rushing attacks than the Vikings still this season. I'll tell you that much. Now, with all that being said, we still found a way to get this done. And had the Broncos are just fun again. I don't know how else to put it. They're just fun again. Just even the quirky things. Second half, Russell Wilson throws that pass to Jerry Jeudy. He fakes a pass like he's going to throw it downfield. Had Chris Collinsworth laughing in the booth. That was fun. The timely passing. Pirine is just a beast on third down, and especially on that final drive. Fun to watch. And once again, let's give Russell Wilson the credit where credit's due. He is checking the ball down when that is the right call, and they are getting chunks of yards out of it. And I think the reason it's working so well is defenses are used to the Russell Wilson still continuing to push the ball down the field, and we have to give some credit. Russell Wilson has evolved to the point where he knows, no, I have to take what's there, and take the shots later if they open up. So that was a great part of the game. Cortland Sutton, another great catch down the field. And that touchdown catch First of all, great throw from Russell Wilson at the end of the game to anticipate that Courtland Sutton's going to be there and his guy's going to win. Put it pretty much only where Courtland Sutton could get it. And Sutton going up and getting that. Another big game out of Courtland Sutton. Now, statistically, it doesn't, again, not eye-popping off the sheet, but a really good game. The defense, once again, they get an interception and a fumble recovery once again to go ahead and basically dictate to the other team, get the timely turnovers. Jaquan McMillan once again with the interception and the fumble recovery. And it's just great to see the defense having this level of getting turnovers. Now, we're going to have to win a game at some point where the defense doesn't get any turnovers. So enjoy it while it's there, but understand we still have to improve on offense because we can't always rely on the defense to get those turnovers. But at the same time, another great game, forcing turnovers, getting sacks on Joshua Dobbs, making him uncomfortable in the second half. Because in the first half, Josh Dobbs seemed to be dictating to the Broncos a little bit, and the Broncos flipped that script in the second half. Made Josh Dobbs very pedestrian at the end, 20 of 32, 221, one touchdown, one pick. So, Josh Dobbs, nice story for the Vikings. You have to almost root for the guy. All the stops he's made on different teams and everything, never really getting an opportunity. But that story had to come to an end in terms of the winning streak he got the Vikings on when he arrived, and the Broncos made sure to end that fairy tale, so to speak. So that was a good thing that the Broncos were the ones that were able to find a solution. Probably other teams are going to use some of their film in terms of stopping the Vikings moving forward. And that's what's really neat about this team is that the offense, the defense, and special teams, it seems like a special group that has gelled, and they're willing to do anything and counteract off of each other. It wasn't that way when we started out 1-5. You could kind of just tell that the team still had to learn how to gel, learn how to win, but we are definitely there now, and you can tell there's confidence. It doesn't matter if we're down. You can see it on the television if you're watching it. If you're there in person, you can see there's just no panic. We're going to find a way to come back and win this thing, which is, of course, what we've been doing. But even if we don't one of these upcoming weeks, I don't think we're going to lose that confidence. I think we have figured out how to win, and we're just going to kind of continue that. Now, let's go back to special teams, too. Like I mentioned, we need to get touchdowns instead of field goals. But, man, Will Lutz has been clutch. It's kind of funny, too, because his field goal kicks are not perfect. It's not like they're dead center or anything like that. But he definitely drills into that ball, and whether they make it just inside the upright or whatever, he's coming through big for the Broncos right now while we're lacking the touchdowns, especially in the red zone. And interesting, too, because I think you can still make the argument, some fans still miss Brandon McManus, but I think Lutz is still having the better season overall. Better season overall, and he's Sean Payton's guy. And Sean Payton, Will Lutz is a kicker that fits Sean Payton. I watch him kick, and I go, I get it. It doesn't go dead center sometimes. Sometimes it goes right inside the upright, but he's making all of them, and that's all Sean Payton cares about. He doesn't care how it looks. He doesn't care how it looks. So that's really a definition of Sean Payton football, as long as the job gets done and Will Lutz is the kicker that fits that. It just makes sense why he brought him in now. It just really does. And the other thing is the defense. We don't like the bend but don't break defense, and I'm going to say it right now, that's not what Vance Joseph's really running in Denver, at least since he simplified it and everything. It kind of felt like that before. Now, we're still giving up these big plays underneath. There were a couple during that final drive by the Vikings that you were just kind of like, oh boy, we need to sew this up a little bit. But at the same time, we're still dictating, we're trying to dictate to the other team even when we're behind, even if they're driving down for a potential score late in the game. And I like our defensive scheme. Like, hey, we're not going to change what we're doing just because of the situation. We're going to continue to try to dictate to the offense. And I do like that, although it got a little dicey there at the end of the game when the Vikings, obviously they did the fake punt on special teams, and then they got that big third and 20, got the 19.5 yards, and got the first down. You almost thought that was the dagger, which it ended up not being, thanks to the timely fourth quarter comeback by Russell Wilson and company. But still need to find a way to shore those things up, but I like the way the defense is approaching everything. You know what? We're still going to try to dictate to you. We're going to run our game and make you adapt to our game. I like that. I like that other than the bend, don't break defense. Now, every defense has its flaws that's running the NFL. The problem I have with the bend, don't break is when you need a stop late in the game, it's the way the defense is set up, it's going to be hard to get that stop. If you're kind of set up the way Vance Joseph's doing things, you can still try to dictate and get that stop sooner than later. And to the Broncos' credit, on that final drive when the Vikings got the ball back with just over a minute to go, you're kind of going, oh, man, did we leave them too much time? I think we've got Dobbs figured out and everything, but did we leave them too much time? All they need is a field goal. Able to get pressure on Dobbs. He had the intentional grounding, the fourth and forever. He throws it over the middle. We got the guy triple covered. And that's how I love to see the defense finish out a game. No, we're not going to sit back and wait and see what you're going to do. We're going to dictate to you. If we're going to go down, we're going to go down guns a blazing. And that was awesome. So, another fun win. And like I said, just the Broncos understanding the process, the team understanding what the other squad in terms of what the defense is going to do when the offense is struggling, vice versa, special teams, you know, coming through in the clutch in terms of Will Lutz and everything, still some things to clean up there. And that, like I said, that's the great thing. There's still things to clean up in all three phases. But our margin of error seems a little bigger now because some of the errors we had against the Vikings, that would have cost us the game early in the season, and it definitely didn't this time. So, going to be fun moving forward. I think the one thing the offense has got to focus on this next week, I know we're playing the number one defense in the NFL in the Browns. We have got to find a way to get some touchdowns. Now, the difference between the Vikings and the Browns don't run this scheme where they push everybody back. They keep everybody near the line. They keep you guessing. They're just kind of straightforward. They're just really disciplined and play really well and have a great front line. But you got to think Sean Payton's going to have some things in his scheme that he can work out to get something done against that Browns defense. And really, if you look at it that way, not trying to get in my head of myself talking about the next game, but if we can clean those things up on offense, get some more touchdowns, not have as many three and outs, defense, in terms of getting the running game shored up a little bit, in terms of the run defense, I mean, we still have areas we can improve in, and yet we're on a four-game winning streak, and it's freaking awesome, and it's freaking great, and it feels wonderful, and it's been such a fun ride. It has been an awesome ride. This has been a great time just enjoying this winning streak. And what's crazy is the Chiefs lose on Monday Night Football to the Eagles. We're two games back. We technically have a tiebreaker over the Chiefs. We have a chance to control our destiny a little bit because we play the Chargers twice still. If we can beat them both times and beat the Raiders, that would put us solid in second place at least, possibly if we can take over the Chiefs, get in the division lead. Now, that's being probably extremely hopeful right there. But we have the chance. We're in second place now, and we have the chance to make sure we stay locked in second place. And like I said, who knows what's going to happen, but we're going to face another backup quarterback this coming week. Bengals lost Joe Burrow for the season. The Steelers keep finding a way to win, but there's no offense there, and they lost last week, and they just fired their offensive coordinator, so there's some influx there. The Jets look like they're going to be out of it here pretty soon. What was it Matt Canada said to, or not Matt Canada, Robert Saleh said to Sean Payton weeks ago when the Jets won, stay humble? Hey, Robert Saleh, stay humble. Stay humble, okay? Yeah. And the reason I brought up Matt Canada, that's the Steelers offensive coordinator that they fired that fans were calling for. I don't know if that was more of a panic move or what, but we'll see. But I guess the reason I'm mentioning all this is there are so many teams that are kind of in an influx right now. Ken Dorsey got fired from Buffalo after we beat them on offense. They looked good this last week, but who knows how that's going to turn out. So there's all these teams making all these changes and kind of all some, maybe you'd consider them panic moves, and we've just stayed the course. And you got to wonder if that's going to be the biggest benefit in the end if we end up making the wild card or the playoffs in some fashion, is we didn't hit the panic button. Even when the Broncos fan base was, even when I was doing this podcast, calling for Vance Joseph, all this. Now, Sean Payton made Vance Joseph simplify the scheme, but I think they have figured out what works in their relationship, and I think it's going to be that way going forward. And if it is, as long as we keep drafting the right players and putting the right players in place on defense, I just don't see this defense actually declining anytime soon. I think it'll stay strong. And on offense, we still have so much potential. Marvin Mims, we finally got him a couple passes this week. He had a rookie mistake on the face mask on the run that he had around the corner. But I think we're going to try to find more ways to get him the ball. So there's still pieces that we can still expand our offense on. There's still Sanders on defense hasn't gotten a ton of playing time. There are still defensive pieces that I think are just going to make both sides of the ball better. So it has been a funky Super Bowl 50 hangover, as you've heard me say it for the last few years. And I will say it right now. We have officially come out of that. We are in the Sean Payton era. He has gotten the culture turned around. This has been as much fun as I can remember during any season post Super Bowl 50 in terms of this 4-game run. And just, it's fun watching the Broncos again, a ton of fun. And let's see what happens. Let's roll the dice. Let's see what happens the rest of this season. And you know, it's nice to have the confidence back that in the fourth quarter, if we're down by 3 or 7, Russell Wilson's going to get the job done. Sean Payton's going to put him in the proper position to succeed. And you don't have any doubt that we can go down and get the victory. And I think it's been a while for Broncos country to feel that way. And I'll tell you right now, I feel that way. Right, if we're down 10 in the fourth quarter in these upcoming games, I'm just not going to panic or anything. I'm going to be like, okay, let's see what happens. I think we're still going to come back and then we're going to have a chance to win this. And it's nice to have that confidence back. I don't want to say cockiness. We don't want to use that, but strong confidence back that we can win in any situation. So, fun Sunday night football game. That's the other thing, too. Broncos win back-to-back primetime games. Been a while. I love having the Broncos on Sunday, Monday night football. It even is that much more fun when we get the victory on both of them. So, once again, the Broncos defeat the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday night football to move to 500 on the season, beating the Vikings 21-20. And until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.